The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Dr. Jerry Moeller is chairman of Virginia Commonwealth University's Department of Addiction Psychiatry, and he says Alcoholics Anonymous is still the best bet for some patients.
They just cannot maintain a healthy level of alcohol consumption. Abstinence really has to be the goal for them.
Others can control their drinking with medication. Moeller can't say which patients will benefit, but a Charlottesville company called ADIAL says it's identified a genetic abnormality that makes about a third of all alcoholics vulnerable. By giving them a low dose of ondansetron, a drug already approved for the treatment of nausea, CEO Bill Stille says problem drinkers can become social drinkers.
What we have shown in a 283-patient clinical study is that patients of this genotype that are on drug reduce how often they drink and also reduce how much they drink.
ADIAL plans two larger studies, and while those are underway, it hopes scientists will come up with a way to test for the genetic abnormality using a cheap and easy cheek swab rather than the blood test that's now required. I'm Sandy Houseman.